23 minutes after 1 o'clock, this is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. Good afternoon, I'm Craig Folley.
And I'm Quinn Kleinfelder. Since 1996, a small group of Haitians from Metro Detroit have gathered at a church on the city's east side. They're ordinary working professionals who come together to do something extraordinary for their home country. As part of our occasional series, Feet in Two Worlds, Martina Guzman reports.
Are you doing your social studies?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, keep going. Are you done? Are you done highlighting?
Yeah.
Okay, Dominique Monday is an ordinary mom. She washes dishes, makes dinner, and helps her son Michael do his homework. She's also on a seemingly impossible mission to change life in Mirebalais, a small town in the mountains northwest of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. This is no small task. Haiti's considered the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and is the least developed country in the Americas. But with the help of her husband, Roger Matthews, Detroit doctors, the local Haitian community, and committed volunteers, Dominique is getting close, very close.
Roger and I, we just started going to Haiti on our own. When we were leaving Haiti, he just sat there and said, you know something, we got to do something. You know, I don't know what we can do, but we have to do something for this country. And since I'm already a physician, he figured, well, maybe that's a way to do something and help.
Dominique is part of a core team of Detroit doctors who volunteer in Haiti to provide medical care. Weeks before the annual trip, they work long hours in the community room of St. Blaise Church. Dr. Soledad Nelson packs thousands of boxes of aspirin, ibuprofen, Tylenol, and antibiotics into large plastic bins.
You know, making sure all the medications, that nothing's expired, because we're not allowed to take any expired medications into the country. So, and then we're separating them according to over-the-counter and prescription medications.
Soledad Nelson and Dominique Monday are part of a growing Caribbean community that has been moving to Metro Detroit since the 1990s. When Dominique started, her premise was simple: to make a difference. But with no government support, a lack of infrastructure, and basic services hard to come by, sticking to her mission had its challenges.
It can be so frustrating. I mean, it's hot. People are fighting to come in to see a physician. I mean, who's ever heard of that? And they'll do anything to see a physician.
Now called Haiti Outreach, the group fulfills the same mission as Doctors Without Borders. But this group goes one step further. Their objective is to make Mirebalais self-sustainable.
We have built an orphanage that now has about 43 kids in it. We have a full-time clinic that is open 5 days a week. It's really a dental and medical clinic at the same time.
At the clinic in Mirebalais, Metro Detroit doctors, nurses, translators, and support staff work nonstop to examine roughly 1,200 patients. Haitians travel for days, mostly on foot, to see a doctor and wait in a queue a mile long to get a medical exam.
Since we don't have any vitamins for a baby, we're going to give some vitamins to the mom. Continue with vitamin B. Okay?
Oui.
Bye-bye, Shelly.
Merci.
Bye, Tutu. Oh, he's so cute. He's so precious. Okay. Voilà, madame. Continue.
The organization Haiti Outreach has grown from 2 to 50 volunteers. This number is significant considering there are roughly 3,000 Haitians in Metro Detroit.
We probably have a higher number of people who are essentially educated, maybe professionals, doctors, lawyers, engineers. A lot of those folks tend to be in the Detroit area.
Michael Largy is a professor of ethnomusicology at Michigan State University and author of a forthcoming book called Haitians in Michigan. Largy says Detroit-based Haitians have a remarkable sense of pride.
I've just been really inspired by seeing how people take such pride in being Haitian and in trying to communicate that pride to an audience outside their Haitian community.
Largy believes that by helping people in a small town in Haiti, local Haitians help themselves maintain pride in their identity, regardless of negative stereotypes perpetuated in the media.
Because, you know, for Haitians, like, they're the people, they beat Napoleon. You know, they were the beginning of the end of slavery. There are a lot of things that happen in U.S. history that are a direct result of what happened in Haiti. And I think when people start to become aware of that and start to appreciate that more, they start to look at Haitians differently, other than the sort of stereotypical depictions that we see of them in movies and on TV.
The relationship between both communities is mutually beneficial. By helping a town in Haiti, Haitian Americans help themselves maintain their identity. I'm Martina Guzman, WDET News.
That report was produced in cooperation with Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School in New York. The audio from Haiti was recorded by Metro Detroiter Bill McNeese.